Hello.
All right, so here we are. Here we are. Hello. Here we are. So the idea that I had for today's show is a meeting of the minds between Ted Bell and, between Ted Bell and Bob Green, an M-E-A-T-I-N-G meeting of the minds. It just gets even more juvenile. As now Bob Green is confused because he heard that Ted Bell's use of the phrase, "We want to put our meat in your mouth," was not being used for any sexual entendre, any double entendre. It was being used literally. So Bob says, "I deliver my load of Ted Bell takes a load of my meat once a month." Bob saying, "I mean that literally. Why are you taking that bad?" And Ted doesn't believe that. Ted thinks that that is, you know. So they're going to have a meeting of the minds brought to you by who? It could be brought to you by
the Citizens Auxiliary Police, Jay Santos. And I thought that I would be the... All right, let's talk to you, Bob Green. What do you? What do I want? What are you? What's your feeling about? You deliver a load of meat.
You see, the way he says that right away tenses me up.
Why? Okay, that's a good place to start. Why does it tense you up? That's a good place to start. Why does that tense you up? Let's talk about that.
First of all, Dr. Sadler, you tense me up. The way you swallow your L's.
I see. See the judgmentalism. That you put into this. Also, Dr. Sadler, something I want to mention.
Is it Dr. Sadler or is it... this is Herb Sewell. And I'd like to... we're going to... I'm going to be the moderator.
Isn't that right?
You know, whatever you say, Sewell, you know.
You know, to me, you're some kind of a freak. I don't even like you being near me.
Oh, man, that hurts. That stings. What is this? Is this... Wait, bitch. God damn it. What the fuck is this, man? 3 7. Oh, okay. That's the fucking doctor. My doctor called me back today, but it was not my doctor. It was some other partner in his firm. It wasn't my doctor's name. It was his partner's name. I got all these fucking... People say, wow, you get older, you go to a doctor a lot, don't you? Here's the thing. It's not because there's anything wrong with me. It's that the older you get, the more you pay attention to what doctors want to tell you. So, yeah, you're consulting with doctors because you don't want to fucking die, you know? Basically, that's it. When you're younger, you don't have that much contact with doctors because you're like, I feel good. I got many, many years to live. When you're older, you have a lot of contact with doctors because you're like, you know, I'm not young anymore. I want to make sure everything's cool. But it doesn't mean you're falling apart. It just means... You have more contact with the people that are important to your health. Because your health's really important because, you know, all of a sudden you're getting closer to the end than you were to the beginning. I mean, that's the best way I can put it. So there's nothing wrong with me, but I can give an example. I've had annual physicals now for the past 4 or 5 years. I didn't used to have annual fucking physicals. I didn't have fucking scans. I didn't have, colonoscopies. Fuck, I didn't start having a colonoscopy until I was in my 60s. You're supposed to have that when you hit 50. Okay, so... You know, and why did I start? Because I have a girlfriend, Jackie, who's, as soon as she met me, she goes, well, have you, you know, she was on my case about all this shit. That's what happens, man, when you're lucky enough to find someone that gives a shit about you. The first thing they do is they start bugging you about, well, are you going to the die? I mean, what, you know, am I now in a relationship with a dead man? Is that what I got here, Phil? Thanks a lot. Hey, that's great, Phil. Thanks. I'm hooked up with a dead man walking. That's what Jackie said to me. We first went out for drinks and dinner and dancing. And she looked up at me with her blue eyes, and she said, you're dead, right? You're just a dead man. No, she didn't. But she didn't. All right. Now, where's that music that I used last night? Everybody's asking me about this. Is that it? I'm Ted Bell.
I'm Bob Green.
And tonight we are having a meeting of the minds. A meeting of the minds, as in...
I deliver a load of meat to Ted Bell.
All right, this is right. Kill it. I don't want that. Oh. What is this? Look at this fucking script.
Woo!
A long motherfucker. By the way, man, let me look and see here. Really? Okay. Oh, I dig. These motherfuckers, okay, I want to talk to you too, man. You know? Because I really don't get where you cats are coming from at all, bitch. It's tomorrow the 15th. It sure as motherfuck is. This is just so squirrely. Oh, okay, they did. They did. ACH hold ADP tax. Okay. Wages, tax, good deal. Day before. So I should be getting, am I getting paid tomorrow? I better goddamn well motherfuck be getting paid tomorrow. I pay myself. But I spent $5.49 at Trader Joe's today for a bag of goddamn trail mix, $41.80 for two boxes of cat food, and a fucking bag of salmon cat food. $41. Carl's Jr. What? That wasn't for me. That was Susie. I was buying Susie lunch. Oh shit. Okay, yeah. Let me look and see here. Yeah, there it is. So we moved a whole bunch of boxes, and I paid Susie for her time and her, and also bought her lunch. Oh man. La da 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 da. Oh, help.
Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police talks about how tough it is enforcing methamphetamine laws, since the only people that use it are white people, and there's a little hitch of sadness in his step when he approaches the suspect.
A little hitch of sadness in his step.
Well, I'd say it's kind of tough. You see a white guy, you got to pull a white man over for that. What the fuck?
What are you doing the rest of your life? North and south and east and west of your life. I have only one request of your life. That you spend it all with me. What are you doing with the times of your life? All the nickels and the dimes of your life.
It goes into a lot of minor keys that really, it confuses me. It confuses me. It's a great song. What are you doing the rest of your life? I believe it was written by Michel Legrand, but I don't know. I think it was written by Michel Legrand, but I don't fucking know. Let me see. You know, Phil, it's a great, what are you doing the rest of your life?
Oh my God. The song by Michel Legrand. What are you doing the rest of your life? North and south and east and west of your life.
What? Don't do that, bud. What does that mean? What are you doing north of your life?
Bud, when I get done kicking you, there won't be anything left of your head. Bud, when I get done kicking your head, there won't be anything left of it.
No. Don't you dare, motherfucker. Wait a minute.
Good. All right. Folks, it's Phil Hendry for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website, The Backstage Pass. That's really what I want to talk to you about. The website is the website, but The Backstage Pass is how you get into the website. It's a subscription. You subscribe to the website. Then each and every day, you can go in to our recently posted Digicasts and Netcasts. You can go back to our radio show of webcasts from 2012. And what do we have, bud?
Got stuff from 2013 all the way on back.
Yeah, all of our character bits from 2012, 11. There was a year there where we don't want to talk about. Folks, it's Phil Hendry for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website. The backstage pass to the website is, more importantly, what it is I want to talk to you about, because that's how you gain access to our archives of thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of radio and netcasts, digicasts, if you will, podcasts.
All right, yes, that's exactly. You really avoid saying that, don't you?
Right, I do, because I don't like the word. Thank you. I don't like the word. I want to use other words besides podcast, if you don't mind, because it sounds wimpy. It sounds teeny.
It sounds short, Dick.
I wasn't going to say that, but, you know.
Get a backstage pass to the Phil Hendry Show and listen to the short, not, well.
Listen to what we do, what we got. 50,000 plus hours of radio, netcasts, videocasts, home movies, comedy shows, TV pilots, amazing, astounding, marvelous things like that.